Sactown Sports
Headlines. I'm Simone with your Sactown Sports Headlines. Earlier today, the newest Sacramento Kings spoke with media members at Golden One Center. The press conference included welcoming guard Colby Jones.
What's up, Sacramento? It's Colby here. First day here, really excited, ready to get to work.
And forward Jalen Slauson.
What's up, Kings fans? Jalen Slauson. Just touched down in Sacramento a little while ago. I'm excited to get to work. Can't wait to meet y'all. Light the beam, baby.
For more on their coronation, check out SactownSports.com. And, of course, pull up your Sactown Sports app for the latest Kings news and notes leading you right up until summer free agency. And lastly, Sacramento Kings associate head coach Jordy Fernandez has accepted assignment leading the Canadian National Basketball Program. I'm Simone. Those are your Sactown Sports headlines. Welcome back into Cattles and Rami.
With you 1 mile at a time during the afternoon drive, Cattles and Rami.
Sactown Sports.
Since 27, if you want defense and you can't want Davion to be traded for somebody, yes, I can. Why can't Davion be traded for somebody that plays defense?
Tell Nick what he can and can't.
Why can't you replace Davion's defense with somebody else's defense? Why do we act like you trade Davion and you can never find anybody else who can play defense?
Nick will want whoever and whatever he wants.
I mean, he's good, but
there are better defenders out there like Dylan Brooks.
You watch your mouth, Kyle.
Dare you.
You just set the flames for King's World.
Dare you.
How dare you, man?
Zip those lips.
Let's just, by the way, close the loop on Mr. Seacrest. I was thinking about this.
You can't let this go.
Well, I tweeted during the break, like, somebody woke up and thought that Ryan Seacrest, more of him, was a good idea. And so Joe Girose, we'll get to the Kings in a minute, trust me when I tell you. Joe Girose, Nick doesn't like anyone who smiles for a living. Now, I don't like Ryan Seacrest smiling for a living. On my TV constantly.
I love that. You would hate me then. It's just not possible, right, Nick? Right, Nick?
I mean, that's all Vanna White does, and you were there for Vanna White. You had Vanna White's back.
There's Simone, who, by the way, is not getting paid by the word today during her headlines.
The headlines got longer. Did you notice?
Hi, everybody. I'm Simone. Have a good day. Those are your headlines.
I very much tried to make it longer for you, and I don't appreciate your tone.
Plus, Rami, Vanna White gets to turn those letters. I mean, come on, that's a big job.
Ooh, you know what could make my headlines better? If I include Ryan Seacrest.
I want to hear a Ryan Seacrest.
Vanna White's gone 18 years without a raise, and Ryan Seacrest keeps getting jobs every 18 months.
So do you think they're going to pay him less than Sajak?
Aaron Baker, smiling's overrated.
No, he's at least making what Sajak was making.
All right, that's
at least.
I just wanted to force Joe Girose in there. I'm surprised Simone has found the time to be a part of the program today as she writes
all
up
those
her,
updates
writes
that
up
she's
headlines.
Writing. Yeah,
you guys are sick, sick people. You know, I'm over here diligently sending out California Classic tickets to all of our deserving winners
and then
listeners.
Coming up with your War and Peace script for your headlines. All right, let's get back to the Kings. The
Cliff Notes version.
So the trade on draft night created cap space, as we've talked about. And one of the theories is that that cap space will allow the Kings to extend Domas. And I'm going to give you a peek behind the curtain. I can't tell you how much time I spent today trying to figure out the financial numbers. I'm not going to go through everything because it frankly was one of those things where I was so far down the wormhole, I had to try to get to the bottom of it. So James Hamm wrote that according to a league source, the Kings have thought about this extension for Domas. And in the new CBA, the Kings can now give Domas 140% of his current salary. If you go back, I think it was 110 or 120. I think it was 120. But they can now give Domas more of a bump in this current year and then go off of that. In
subsequent years.
Right.
Right.
And go 8% raise. You get an 8% raise each year. And so, you know, you get to the money. And James Hamm said it's around $189 million if you do that. Now, I looked at it. I came up with about $180 million, whatever. Jake Fisher wrote today that it's expected Sabonis is going to get an extension in the ballpark of 4 years and $120 million. So let me just get rid of the math, because the math is just going to cause...
It's going to hurt my brain.
Yes. Yeah. Do you think it's a good idea to go all in on the Domas business right now after watching the Warriors series? Or do you think it's better for the Kings to wait the year? Because it's also been reported that Sabonis would likely stay even if they waited until next year. Would you rather wait and see what happens and then maybe offer him the extension?
No, I'd rather sign him up now, Nick. And I'm not scared off by what I saw in that playoff series. We're talking about a third team all NBA guy. I'm not gonna let 82 games or however many he ended up playing, I think it was 80 games in the regular season, despite a broken thumb, I'm not gonna let a 7-game series with the Warriors discount or discredit what I saw for 82 games in a guy who was good enough to make all team third NBA.
Certainly okay? Fair.
So no, I'm not scared off by that. I'm still in the Domas Sabonis business. But the reason why this is going to sound contradictory, the reason why I'm going in on him this year is the sooner I can get in and give myself a chance to get out of that business, the sooner I'm going to do it. And that's almost with any athlete. You know what I mean? If you wait until next year, you might be talking about a 5-year extension with Domas Sabonis.
And so if you wait, let me give you the numbers. If you wait, that 5-year deal, from what I read, would be $210 million. So that's what you would be looking at. So you're looking at paying about $190 versus the $210.
So it's a cheaper price tag. It's likely less of a commitment, maybe one less year of a commitment this year than next year. So that if this thing doesn't go well, that he's that much more tradable 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road. And it just overall, we've talked about the stuckness of some NBA franchises because of contracts that they've gotten in. The less stuck you can be in the future, should things not go according to plan, the better. And I think that if Domas is willing to sit down and talk right now, that it's better for the Kings to sit down and talk and get a deal done right now.
I'm in on this if it saves you money, and that's the premise, because that's the reason why the Kings would be willing to bump Sabonis this year. It's with the idea that he signs long term and you get a little bit of a break in the following years. That's the thought process. So if you're going to save some money, and you could save some decent money considering, I'd be in on this. Yes, I think it's more than worthwhile to at least entertain the idea, have these conversations with Sabonis and see how open he is to doing this. If you could get Sabonis for $180 million over the next 5 years instead of paying him $210, I'm not a math major, but you just save $30 million on the life of the deal. That's $6 million a year. That's another player. That's another quality rotation guy. You look at the exception for teams that are tax teams, it's like $5 million. That's one of the exceptions if you could save $6 million per. I also think, you know, if you're the Kings, and I don't want to go too far with this off of just one champion, but you just saw Denver win. And Denver won with size. And they won with size that included a guy who was at the epicenter of their offense as the big center who could facilitate said offense. And so I think bigs in the league, especially unique bigs, Rami, they're important, man. Mm-hmm. And as much as Sabonis struggled being aggressive against the Warriors, and there's no doubt he was not the same guy in that series, as much as he struggled, he still has that unique quality to run the offense, to be that guy. If you could get Domas for $30 to $35 million a year, I'd ask you, how do you feel about Bam Adebayo? Different players, certainly. But Adebayo's making $32 million per. So that to me is like fair value.
Yeah, that's the market value for big men.
Bam's a better defender, there's no doubt. They each have their strengths and their weaknesses. But around $30 to $35 million for a top-tier big, makes sense, especially if you're not spending, you know, a ton of money at the four, which is another part of the conversation about Kyle Kuzma, who you bring in free agency. If you're dumping $80-90 million into your front court per year, then you might have a conversation. But with the new CBA, if you end up paying Domas that 5-year, $210 million extension, now you're paying him over $40 million a year. You got Foxy coming up on some big money off of his extension, his max deal. And whoever you sign with this cap space, especially if you go after one guy, if you spend $30-plus million on another guy, that's your team. That's your team.
Yeah, you're locked in.
So if you can save $5 to $6 million,
do it
per year.
Anytime I can save $5 or $6 million, Nick, I do it. You know what I mean?
Even if it's $3 or $4 million, if you could save any money,
yeah.
Because inevitably the question is, if you move off of Domas, how do you replace him? Yada yada yada.
Changed internet companies to save about $5 million.
There you go. Yeah. You got rid of that. You get rid of the Netflix.
Yes. Yep.
Apple TV, Netflix.
Take care of y'all. Chicken.
Peacock.
They add up.
Get rid of the cock, the peacock. That'll save you.
Never.
Roughly
$3
million.
Getting rid of the peacock.
Really?
Never.
Simone loves the peacock.
Yeah.
Why, are you a big wrestling person?
No, it has all of my Bravo cinematic universe.
Peacock's great. I said to Kelly, Peacock is, I'm doing a commercial for them now. But Peacock is, Peacock's fantastic. I think it's the best money I spend on one of those subscriptions.
Do you watch the Pete Davidson show?
I do not. That. Not yet.
Bupkis?
I am a wrestling person, so I'm watching WWE stuff.
You need it.
But also, I get to watch my NBC shows, and as you know, my Chicago series.
Oh, this
no
is
commercials.
True. This is true. Wow.
It's a beautiful that's a thing. I'm with you. I'm with you. Huh.
The Blacklist, no commercials. No commercials for the shows I watch. Zoom through those puppies in about 30
minutes.
Watch
on Peacock. Poker Face.
You know, Peacock put out for my Vanderpump Rules an uncensored version.
No,
that's on there. Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful.
This seems like a cash grab.
Take my money.
To go
take
along
my
with
$4.99
reunion
each month.
Shows.
It was great. I miss them.
Take care of y'all, chicken.
They're starting to film tomorrow.
Willie Bowen.
Another season.
Yeah.
Really?
That was fast.
Yeah.
Willie Bowen is saying WWE is nauseating. Willie, I enjoy your food takes. Get out of my face with
Uh-oh.
Your wrestling takes.
Uh-oh.
Wow. What's That's for right. lunch today or
How
dinner?
Dare you cross that line,
He already
Willie.
Said it's a double steak burrito from Taco Bell.
All right, so your thoughts on Domas. Do you sign him now? Do you jump all in on the Domas business? If you can get an extension worked out, save a little bit of money, are you sold? Are you sold he's the guy for the next 4 or 5 years? 916-339-1140 is the text line. The phone number is 1-800-920-1140. Don't forget YouTube, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. We'll get to your Domas reaction, and we got a whole lot more coming up in 90 seconds.
Cattles and Rami.
Cattles and Ronnie. Cattles and Ronnie.
Sacktown Sports.
Well, my Friday night just might have gotten a little crazy.
Oh, no.
Get back to the Kings in a second, but Kelly and I are going to Bill Burr on Friday night.
Ayo!
And then Simone came in and said it looks like her and Verlotta are going to Bill Burr.
It's looking like it.
So now all of a sudden, Friday night's going to probably be a little bit nuts.
It'll be a party.
And we probably could get rid of the word probably in that sentence.
Room for two more?
And get little out of there, too.
Room for two
We're not
going to
talk about this because I'm going to get very angry behind the scenes about something, so we're not going to do that. We're going to save that conversation
I'll
for off the
I'll look into
air.
It. You know I'm the plug. I'll look into it.
Thank you, Simone. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Love Bill Burr. He's my favorite comedian going right now.
And all you have to do is open your mouth and talk to Simone and see what I can do for you.
Well, I appreciate you.
It's not even close. Bill Burr is my favorite.
I got love for the boy.
Just a beast.
He's incredible.
Did you guys ever listen to his podcast, or that's not your thing?
Some of it.
Yeah, here and there.
I just watch his podcast.
I watch and listen to so many podcasts.
Right. You do your own podcast.
I have, yeah, I do. I have watched Burr's podcast here and there. Not a ton of it, but I have watched it. It's not because I don't want to. Again, I love that dude. He's supposed to go see him in Vegas last year. And then Sammy jumped into the couch and hurt her back, so we couldn't go to Vegas to watch Bill Burr. Mm. So now we have the chance
to go. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So now we get to see Bill Burr. He's like 10 minutes from my house.
It's outstanding.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
Man's a genius.
All right, some Domas reaction, some Kings reaction. Maybe we'll squeeze in some football for a couple minutes, maybe. But we're very Kings heavy this week, if you couldn't tell. Getting ready for free agency. That's what y'all want to talk about. That's what we want to talk about. So Riesling 73, we got to figure out who's a big that we can play next to Sabonis. Seeing Looney look like Wilt is scary. That was Rami's favorite line during that postseason series.
Wilt Looney.
And I agree, Riesling. Trying to find somebody who can play alongside Domas is critical. And it's something that we've been talking about for quite some time because he's not the easiest guy to find somebody to play alongside him. Miles Turner, if you wanted to draw up, if it was a create a player, Rami, Turner is the create a player to play alongside Domas.
Yeah, Indiana tried that, though.
Stylistically.
Yeah.
The problem was that Miles wasn't a huge fan of it. But if you look at their games, that's precisely who you want. You want a long, rangy, athletic, rim-protecting, shot-blocking, three-point-making big.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Miles Turner is. But they just didn't quite gel for whatever reason. And I don't think it was... It could be basketball reasons. Miles wasn't necessarily comfortable playing alongside Domas. But if you're looking for a fit, that's it. That's why I said take a flyer on Mo Bamba. I love the idea of taking a flyer on Mo Bamba. He's a guy that can knock down some threes. He can protect the rim. He's athletic. He's long. He can run around and play defense for you on the back line. And you've got Domas, the bruising guy. I think Domas, the problem is Domas is... He is who he is, right? He's not going to be somebody who's going to stretch the floor a lot. We heard a lot about Domas making threes last year in the preseason and all those kinds of things. And then we saw in action, he's not going to be taking 3-4 threes a night and shooting 37%. That's just not his game. So you need to find a big who can shoot, who can stretch the floor. And that's why I don't think it's a terrible idea to talk about guys like Grant Williams. It's not a terrible idea to talk about guys like Kelly Olynyk with the trade exception that was brought up earlier in the show. If you can find somebody who can stretch the floor and play some good defense and is 6'9 or taller with a little bit of length, Olynyk somewhat has T-Rex arms. He doesn't have the longest arms in the world, Kelly Olynyk. Like that commercial in the restaurant when the T-Rex is trying to get the check, acting like he's trying to get the check. That's like Olynyk at the club. Not the longest dude in the world.
So it sounds like you're a fan of Mo Bamba.
I am. I like Mo Bamba.
I like Mo Bamba as well.
He hasn't done much in like the last year, but I think that's circumstances more than anything else. But yeah, the overall point is that's the kind of guy that you want. And for the last time, I see people saying Grant Williams is not a big. Yes, he is. Can you trust me? I watched the guy 82 games a year for the last several years.
And Nick is grumpy enough today. He is coming at him with that.
He absolutely plays the four. He absolutely does. Just because he's not 6'10 doesn't mean that he can't play the four.
We talked about it. You just made the list.
Talked about it yesterday. Pep, you made the list. See what you did now? PJ Tucker. That kind of guy. That kind of body. That's who Grant is. Not everybody can do it, but Grant can do that. Grant can play the four. There's absolutely zero doubt in my mind that Grant can play the four.
Isn't that what he did for Boston?
Yes.
So what are people talking about?
They don't know.
Him and Keegan Murray are roughly the same height.
They don't know.
What are people talking about?
They don't know.
Okay.
And, you know, block shots and all that.
You okay over there?
My headphones just went bananas for a second.
You just made the list!
Yeah, my headphones just made the list. Yeah. Throw them, but I spent too much money on them a few years ago. He's not a shot blocker. He's not a great shot blocker. He can block shots. Here's what I want somebody to do. If you want to tell me Grant Williams can't defend and he's not a four, go watch Grant Williams defend Giannis and tell me if he can defend fours. Grant Williams does a really good job against Giannis.
Plays bigger than his,
yes.
What is he, 6'6 height?
And that's the point.
Still struggling.
Yeah, again, I got problems.
You okay?
I feel like I'm hearing it. That
you
can't
probably
be good.
Are. It does it sometimes. There's something wrong with this board. But anyway, I digress. So, yeah, Grant can play the four. Stop it. If you don't think that's what he's done his entire NBA career. He's not a three. He's not athletic enough to be a three. But he's got a big body. He's a thick dude who plays strong defense. He's physically tough. You can't really back him down. I mean, he defended Joel Embiid a little bit in that Philly series.
Kept Boston safe.
I don't know what that was.
That was Grant.
That was
Williams.
Batman Grant Williams.
Okay. Never do that again. Patrick Donaldson says you get stability by signing Domas now. Yes, you do get stability. And that's another argument, right? Say you spend, not in love with Kyle Kuzma, as we've talked about, but let's just say you end up spending the money on Kuzma. You bring him in. I mean, now you got Fox, Herter, Keegan, Kuzma, and Domas all locked up for the next 3-4 years.
Yep. So, you got your core.
So when you talk stability, that's what you talk about. You talk about having your starting five wrapped up for at least the next 2 years. I got to look at all the contracts, but I think it would be three. I think
you're right.
But you're talking about having that good structure and that good stability.
Yeah, because Keegan's still on his rookie deal. Fox just got his deal. Who else are we talking about? Domas would have a new deal. So, yeah, everybody would be locked up for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Monty, 3 years. Mike Brown, 3 years, too.
Boom. Let's get it done.
Kyle Ledbetter, 3 years.
Simone's locked up. Man, I wish.
Simone's locked up, 3-year deal.
Oh, news to her.
Roger Massey, by the way, jumped in on the Kuzma talk and said that he likes his game. So, Roger's a fan. Chris Valdez, lock in Sabonis ASAP. And Rami and I both agree. We would certainly extend Domas, especially if it gives you a little bit of a break. If it gives you a little bit of a break financially, then you absolutely look at that. 916-339-1140 is the text line. The phone number is 1-800-920-1140. Don't forget, you can check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/SacktownSports1140. All guests come to you from the Folsom Lake Honda hotline. Folsom Lake Honda, your one-stop Honda shop. Damn it, stop it.
You changed the tempo on that. I'm genuinely trying.
He's trying.
So you don't want us to do it with you anymore?
Well, no.
Okay.
One-stop Honda shop.
Thank you, Kyle, for breaking that up. That's how you break up that pile. You just jump right on it. Tagline. I appreciate you, Kyle, for that one. So, you good, Rami?
Anyway. I made Nick laugh.
So, anyway.
The show is so stupid.
Sometimes.
Yes.
We also give you some pretty good info.
Here and there.
Content.
Yeah.
Sports talk.
Give you a little something.
We do some of it.
A little something.
We're here, we're there.
Don't get me wrong. I love this show.
I can tell.
Very stupid.
All right. So we're going to continue to talk about Kings. And there's an under-the-radar story that could impact the Kings' offseason plans that I don't think enough people are talking about. We'll talk about it next.
Oh?
Sacktown Sports.
I'm Simone with your Sacktown Sports headlines. Earlier today, the newest Sacramento Kings spoke with media members at Golden 1 Center. The press conference included welcoming guard Colby Jones.
What's up, Sacramento? It's Colby here. First day here. Really excited. Ready to get to work.
And forward Jalen Slauson.
What's up, Kings fans? Jalen Slauson. Just touched down in Sacramento a little while ago. I'm excited to get to work. Can't wait to meet y'all. Light the beam, baby.
For more on their coronation, check out SacktownSports.com. And, of course, pull up your Sacktown Sports app for the latest Kings news and notes leading you right up until summer free agency. Sacramento Kings associate head coach Jordy Fernandez has accepted assignment leading the Canadian national basketball team. And speaking of Canada, the San Francisco Giants upstairs visiting the Toronto Blue Jays. 0-0 end of the first, Michael Conforto leading off. I'm Simone. Those are your Sacktown Sports headlines. Welcome back in to Cattles and Rami.
Your afternoon home for Kings talk and more.
This is Cattles and Rami
on Sacktown Sports.
You see what Simone's doing now? Have you picked up on it?
The update's getting longer and longer?
By adding just complete nonsense.
Superfluousness?
Nonsense.
Like Michael Conforto's leading off. Okay. Just extra words that change nobody's day. Because
I'm just trying to please my
just
hosts.
Trying to help you out.
Who were dragging me incessantly.
That time was 2.5 hours ago. I've said this. The 2 o'clock headline is the important one. The 2 o'clock, you should give me the entire Giants lineup. Who's pitching?
Update.
What the weather is.
Michael Conforto just lined out to right field. George Springer made a great catch.
See, the longer Simone's updates are, the less we have to talk, a.k.a. work. So keep cooking, Simone.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the quiet part. You don't say out loud.
Do not come for me unless I call for you.
Happy to help.
We're good for like 5-minute headlines if you want.
You know, we got two more headlines, baby. You'll never know what's going to be coming up next.
I know what the boss is saying.
The boss is like 30 seconds, 45 seconds. Me and Rami are cool with 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You want to do a short segment? No, we're fine
with it. Make a 30 for 30 out of it.
Yeah. I mean...
30 for 30 headline.
Next headline, we're going to list Thyro Estrada's stat line.
Just keep it going.
All right, so there's a story that came out over the last 24 hours or so that I feel like it was really under the radar, and it hasn't been talked about enough.
I don't know that I even know what you're talking about.
So OG Anunoby.
Oh, this.
He was a client. He was a client for Clutch Sports. And he has decided to move away from Clutch. Now, why is that possibly a big story?
Why is that a big story, Nick?
Glad you asked, Rami.
That's what I'm here for.
That and more. But at least you could do the bare minimum, so I appreciate that. So,
towels, soap, and backcloth magic.
Yes. So OG Anunoby, why is the Clutch thing possibly big here for the Kings? Well, if you remember, De'Aaron Fox joined Clutch last year. And so when we have these conversations about free agency, all this backdoor stuff happens. All this behind closed doors stuff happens. Perfect example of that. I don't know how many people saw this, but Trayce Jackson-Davis. Did you see the story, what happened there?
I don't think I did, no.
So teams were Teams were trying to trade into the 30s to draft him. And they kept getting shot down because – Mike Dunleavy's brother is Jackson Davis's agent. And so Dunleavy's brother had a deal worked out with Mike Dunleavy to get Trayce Jackson Davis a guaranteed contract versus a 2-day contract, which is what TJD would have had to or possibly would have had to sign if he were drafted by any team in the 30s or 40s or any team in the second round. So if you were like me, because I like Trayce Jackson Davis, maybe a little overhyped at a certain point because there was like an overcorrection where he was falling and people were like, he almost making him out to be incredible. I think he's a good player. And I think Trayce Jackson Davis is a late first round, early second round guy last week. He fell all the way into the late 50s and the Warriors scooped him up. It's because that deal was done. The meal was cooked. As soon as Jackson Davis got past the first round, Dunleavy was on the phone with his brother cooking up that deal so Trayce Jackson Davis could get that guaranteed money and the Warriors could steal a guy who probably should have been drafted in the early 30s in the late 50s. Those kinds of things happen in all sports. And so when you look at Clutch and how Clutch, Rich Paul, has just dominated L.A., right? Was the reason why Anthony Davis wanted to go to L.A. to play with LeBron. They're both Clutch guys. For a number of years, it was like LeBron just funneled through Clutch players on his team. He just one Clutch guy after another Clutch guy. So the idea was, here was the theory, folks, if you're wondering how all of this kind of ties in with the Kings. Well, again, you've got De'Aaron Fox with Clutch. And the thought was if OG Anunoby was going to get out of Toronto, the idea was that Rich Paul might be able to grease the deal a little bit and get OG to Sacramento for less than what Masai Ujiri wants and what he's asking for because of that relationship with Fox and Clutch, and it would be one big, happy Clutch Sports family. So with Anunoby leaving Clutch Sports, doesn't necessarily rule out the Kings eventually getting Anunoby via trade or signing him when he becomes a free agent, if he becomes a free agent. But the path, the easy path that some saw, got a little bit more difficult because that relationship between the agent and Fox and OG, it doesn't exist anymore. So I don't think people have hammered that enough, because a lot of people have been talking about Anunoby being the option for the Kings. And I would love it, if you're wondering. I would love Anunoby on this team. I think it makes a ton of sense. If you're okay with playing Murray probably at the four. But that could get in the way. That could make it a little bit more difficult. Meanwhile, Rami, we've said this, Cattles and Rami, Sacktown Sports, lots of talk this week about the Kings, lots of talk about NBA free agency, lots of talk about possible trades. Bill Simmons, I don't want to speak for Kings fans, but I would imagine that Simmons has somewhat changed his reputation here in Sacramento over the last year. He was seen as a Fox hater because he would just crush Fox and say he couldn't close games and all that stuff. And he was one of those national guys that would just keep taking shots at the Kings. Well, this past year, he was very nice to the Kings. And he was doing the podcast that he does with The Ringer alongside Ryan Russillo. And, Bill threw out some kind of idea.
I have no inside information. Don't aggregate this. It's just an idea. And it's preying on history of Vivek, where he came from as a Warriors minority owner, Sacramento's place in the Northern California ecosystem, and Klay Thompson, who is owed $43 million for the last year of his deal on a team that is going to be in the 200s again once they re-sign Draymond. What would happen if the Kings called the Warriors and said, we'll give you Herder for Klay? You save $27.3 million this year, plus all the tax stuff. And we have the cap room that we can actually do that trade because we're so far under. We can trade you Herder. We'll take back Klay. We'll take back the last Klay year, and then we'll figure out some extension with him. And now we have one of the three Warriors. Take us seriously.
What? What? Who is that for exactly? Who is doing that? Nobody involved wants to make that trade. What do we? I know what part of the year we're at, Nick. I know where I see the calendar.
Klay Thompson,
you know what I mean?
For Kevin Herter. Who says no?
Everyone.
I'm smoking to Joe Burrow.
Everyone says no to that. The Kings don't want Klay Thompson, and the Warriors ain't trading Klay Thompson for Kevin Herter. Everyone says no in that who says no scenario. What are we even doing here?
Even Kevin Herter says no?
Probably.
This is 100% ridiculous.
Right?
And I like how Simmons is like, don't aggregate this, Bill. I really enjoy Bill Simmons. I do. I really enjoy him.
Oh, because he's from Boston.
Not because he's from Boston. I really like him and Ryan Russillo. I enjoy the way that they handle podcasts. I like their stuff. But Bill needs to recognize something here. People would not aggregate this take because they believe that it's like a report. Because that's his whole thing. He's like, I haven't heard any intel, so don't aggregate this. People are going to aggregate this because it is a terrible idea.
Ridiculous notion.
That's why it's going to get aggregated. Nobody thinks you've heard anything, Bill, with this because it makes no sense. You don't even have to have the disclaimer of I haven't talked to anybody, but Klay for Kevin Herter is a great idea.
Don't anybody take this seriously. Don't worry, we weren't. We never were. Nobody was ever going to take that seriously.
So Monty's like, let me get the older, slower, less athletic guy who makes like 25 to 30 million more than Kevin Herter.
Kevin Herter.
Who I'm going to have to, because I gave up Herter and maybe another asset or whatever the deal would be. I'm probably looking at signing Klay Thompson to an extension when he's 34, 35, and 36 years old. What
are we doing?
I know it's silly.
That's
season,
terrible.
And I'm afraid for what's going to happen the next 3 days because we are already in the silliness. But Klay for Kevin Herter.
We should come up with some silly trades ourselves.
Is such a terrible trade idea. Maybe we should do that. Try to get people angry.
What if we could trade Davion Mitchell right now and get Markelle Fultz?
Could we put like a hot music bed under it and deliver them sincerely and see if somebody will aggregate it? Just give our worst,
I like it,
just
Rami.
Give our worst trade proposals.
Simone, I'm not going to bring this up on the air, but what are you tweeting?
What?
Oh, yeah. You like that? Not a Woj bomb. I liked my first tweet more.
May I?
Damian Lillard could stay or leave Portland this offseason per multiple reports.
It's hot.
Did you see what she tweeted
to
Kyle Massey?
I saw that. Yeah. I'm trying to respond to it, but Twitter sucks.
Out of pocket.
I can't tweet a GIF anymore. Freezes up every time I try to tweet a GIF.
Okay, Grandpa.
What are we doing?
I'll come in
Elon?
There and help
no,
you.
No, all I do, I select the GIF, I hit tweet, and it just freezes. The blue bar.
Yeah, same thing happens
right?
With me.
You.
See?
Yeah.
I don't need
just
help.
Wait for the break.
I understand how to use Twitter.
Rami is tweeting.
Is somebody going to call and say that Rami sounds like Joe Pesci now because he's getting loud with Simone? I was called Joe Pesci earlier.
I don't sound like Joe Pesci, though.
And I do?
When you get up there, like when you get worked up.
In the upper quartile of.
Yeah, when you get up in the upper quartile of your.
Of my pitch?
Of your octaves, yes.
I thought it was Costanza.
It's a little Costanza.
It's Costanza and Pesci.
It's a little bit of both.
Rolled into
yeah.
One.
God, you are so Costanza. You really are.
What does that mean? I was born this century.
Oh,
nobody was talking to you.
You can still appreciate art, Kyle.
Oh, I just got my driver's license.
I'm the young guy.
Yeah, I'm young.
Look at me, I'm young.
Look at how young I am.
You got a Mickey Mouse hand from playing basketball.
I was just thinking about that hand. Why can't it regenerate or something, Kyle?
Give me
You're
the
so
rock.
Young.
Give me the rock.
Is it still all swole up?
Yes.
Really?
It's better. Hmm.
Well, look, before you say anything else, Kyle, just know that you have a giant weakness that we all spot. You do not want to get in any kind of rumble with Rami or Simone.
Oh,
or me.
What might that be, huh?
We'll just attack that hand. I'll attack it like Pesci. All right, blasphemous talk from an NBA Hall of Famer and more. What they said, what next?
You never know what you're going to get with an open mic. It's the good, bad, ugly, and funny from this past week in sports.
They said what?
On Cattles and Rami.
All right, let's get into They Said What this week on this Tuesday again. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
So, Dennis Rodman, he has said a lot of things throughout his life. And he said something else over the last few days that has had a lot of people talking, Rami. What did Dennis Rodman have to say about Larry Bird? Well, let's hear that from the man himself. Here's Rodman.
If Larry Bird played in this era, I think he'd be in Europe. So I'm just letting you know, man. Really, you know, like I said, I'm just saying he'd be somewhere over there. But as you know, I think his game was fit for Boston at that time in the 80s and stuff like that. You know, but today's world, oh, hell no. There's no way. I'm not downplaying him because he's a great player at that time, just like I was. And but I'm saying no. There's no way. No way. I think the kid from Denver is way better than him.
You'd be in Europe right now, and Nikola Jokic much much better than Larry Bird.
We said the Simmons trade idea was awful. This is worse.
You think?
What is he talking about?
I mean,
yeah, because
how often have you asked yourself that with Dennis?
A guy who was 6'9", who shot the lights out from three and had incredible vision and passing ability. There's
no way he could play in today's game. He'd be in Europe. That's absurd.
This is obviously a personal thing.
But I mean, we've stopped putting a lot of stock in things Dennis
Rodman. The person
Rodman
who was interviewing him was laughing as he said it. Like,
yeah, whoever that is. Who was that interviewing him? Do you know? Do you know where it's from?
I don't.
It's from, like, Something TV. Hold on.
I think that's what it's actually called, Something TV.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You're watching Something TV, hold on.
The show is Hold On.
With Dennis Rodman.
On Something TV.
Hey, it's a Drake song.
Yeah, this is just absurd. It's an absurd
It's
take.
Ridiculous.
Larry Bird would be in Europe.
I mean, Scottie Pippen just said Michael Jordan was a terrible, terrible, terrible to play with.
Yeah, pretty
and not,
good.
Not, and a terrible
it's
player
just like
before
Larry,
Scottie got there.
Larry Bird's game literally fits better now than it did back then.
Really? Yeah, with the way that they shoot the three nowadays?
Yeah.
It was on something called Vlad TV.
Well, there you have it. Bird would be nonstop in the NBA.
Unstoppable.
He'd be knocking down corner threes and... Oh, imagine that. Now that I'm thinking of it. With his passing ability and the skill player, the skill levels of these players. Yeah, Rodman.
In Europe, though.
Outrageous.
He'd be dominant.
Seems like Vlad TV is one of these, like, knockoff TMZ sites.
Okay.
Good for Vlad. Hey, he got some pub this
got
week.
Traction.
Just get Dennis Rodman on the show. So say something outrageous, and then you got the headlines.
I would let Dennis Rodman say outrageous things on this show if he wanted.
I would, too. We'll have him on if you'd like. All right, so Paul George and Julius Randle were having a conversation. What's this, the P Podcast? What's it called? The
Podcast P.
Podcast P, whatever. I was close. The P Podcast, Podcast P. I mean, here they were talking about Kobe Bryant.
I remember one time we were waiting on the plane, bro. It was like an hour, and the plane ain't leaving without Kobe. Yeah, he get there. Everybody happy he getting on the plane, right? But we being sarcastic. We like, hey, like, Kobe, welcome. And he was like, man, I'm a better be glad I'm here. And then sat down and say nothing the whole flight.
Yeah, Lou would tell us the story. They'll hear the helicopter coming in.
The helicopter might be 50 feet, bro. They got the golf cart by the helicopter to golf him to the plane. And then he'd walk on the plane.
What are we doing?
Kobe would fly.
An hour late.
He'd fly to the plane.
Yes.
When they landed, he would get on a golf cart.
Because the helicopter couldn't land close enough to the plane for him to walk.
And the golf cart would drive him.
Transport him.
Transport him like
from
50
the helicopter
feet.
To
50
the
to 100
plane.
Feet.
What are we doing? What are we even doing? That's a ridiculous story right there, isn't it? It's not very green, is it? By Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace.
That's quite the story.
That's not environmentally friendly.
No.
At all.
Not at all. All right, moving along.
The golf cart is the most ridiculous part of it.
Yeah, and who was the person?
You couldn't walk 50 feet, dude.
Somebody had to sit there with the golf cart waiting for
exactly.
him.
Also, this was when Julius Randle was there. That team went 19-63 that
year.
They
were lucky Kobe was still getting on the plane.
Well,
I mean,
maybe that's why they went 19-63. Maybe other guys wanted to handle their business like Kobe did and thought they were big enough and good enough to do that, and it didn't go well for them. It is really funny to see, to think about the quick little golf cart ride, like 75 feet. Then he gets off. All right.
I would love if I could park my car in the parking lot. Just get a golf cart from there to the door.
Here's a TV on a TV game for the Blue Jays. And Kevin Biggio is having what?
But he's made the most of it. First of all, he started his pitch hitting and he started to have some sacks.
Whoa.
This is in his wheelhouse. Anything down.
Congrats.
He started having some of that at the plate, huh?
Congrats to him.
I love the follow-up. It's in his wheelhouse.
Buck Martinez going a little bit too much information, TMI, on Kevin Biggio.
I mean,
if that's in his wheelhouse, good for him.
Count is two balls, one strike.
That can be life-changing, you know?
By the way, Kevin Biggio just batted for the Blue Jays against the San Francisco Giants.
So he's,
I think the magic has worn off.
Oh. Well, that's unfortunate.
It's too bad for him.
Douse, soap, and backloft magic.
I mean, we all can't keep that kind of pace anyway, right? I mean, we gotta... Well, how old is Kevin?
I think 24.
Oh, he's got good pace.
Yeah. The Maklof magic is beaming when I disrobe.
Plenty of fuel in the tank.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Plenty of baseball left.
He'll keep having that success. Right.
Hell of an arm, yeah.
So he's 28, apparently.
Oh. Well, he's got about 7 years left. Then it starts to slow down a little bit, that success at the plate.
Weird. He was old when he joined the majors.
You're certainly out of your prime when you start hitting around 34, 35. So, let's hear from a fan who was not happy at a baseball game recently. Here we go.
2-1. don't think we're the fan behind.
Well, I kind of agree with him.
Yeah, I can't argue with him.
More of that, please.
That's bull bleep. Well, you know, he's kind of right.
Oh, he was 100% right. I don't know if you saw the pitch.
It was garbage.
Garbage.
Out and away.
I don't know what these umps are looking at.
That's what they were looking at. And that guy told them. All right, one more baseball one quick here. Here's some Mariners play-by-play during the final out call the other night.
The 1-2. Strike three called. If you say so.
If you say so.
Watching the, because right after they pan to like the little box that shows you the pitch, it is like 6 inches outside.
And that's, by the way, the Mariners won that game, and that's the Mariners announcer. They were the beneficiary of that terrible call.
Strike three, if you say so.
Strike three calls, if you say so.
He couldn't let it go unmentioned. That's how bad it was that the team that benefited from the terrible call, they were even like, I gotta say something.
You could have fit an entire baseball in between the strike zone and where that ball landed. It was so bad.
Chef's kiss. This was a good one.
All right, so there's they said what for this week.
Can we be done with umpires calling balls and strikes?
Thanks to a baseball broadcast, solid week.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Thank you.
Very
salute.
Solid week. Wheel of Fortune going to be hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Joe Girose said Seacrest would say the Folsom Lake ad in harmony every time. That's true because he's nothing but scripted and just completely formulaic. So he would absolutely have the Folsom Lake Honda read down perfectly.
Your one-stop Honda shop.
Text line, Pat Sajak's the worst. How dare you, texter?
Oh, he Seacrest, didn't stop there.
Seacrest is a huge upgrade. Bad take, Nick. I'm out.
He's out on the whole show because of your Seacrest take.
I didn't know Seacrest listened to the show, but thanks, Ryan, for listening and participating by sending in that text. Pat Sajak.
I was never that blown away by Pat Sajak.
You've said enough.
I'm just saying.
You've said enough.
Like, respect for the longevity and all that, but it's kind of an easy job.
Should we talk about Simone's tweet?
Spelling.
No. We should definitely not.
I would let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Just walk.
Never saw that.
By the way, Frozen is 10 years old this week.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Never saw it either, but I've seen my friend on several beverages singing it to his children, so.
We gotta change you, Nick. I still can't believe you haven't seen Titanic. Will you watch it now that it's coming?
Me?
Yeah, we have to change you for the
should
better.
Watch it the way I watched it.
Oh, half in the bag and laughing at it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's such a good story. Go check out the podcast yesterday for those who didn't hear it.
All right, top story is coming up.
Only one.